Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something we all deal with, scheduling meetings, you know, all that back and forth, trying to find a time. It can be a real nightmare. But what if there was a tool, you know, designed not just to fix that, but maybe change how we think about software pricing altogether?
Yeah, exactly. We're diving into Nidacal today. It's a really interesting player in the scheduling space. We've looked at their product hunt stuff, user reviews, even comments from the team behind it.
Okay, so what's the bottom line for you and your calendar? Let's get into it. So basically, Nidacal aims to make booking meetings simpler. Shows your real-time availability, stops all that email tennis.
Right. It hooks into your Google Calendar, handles payments through Stripe. People use it for everything, from interviews to, like, therapy sessions, even classes.
And their journey is quite something, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They first launched back in July 2023. Now, just 2 years later, their second launch just happened this week, and they're doing, like, 30,000 bookings a month.
30,000 bookings. Wow.
Yeah, and processing over $90,000 a month through the platform. It's pretty serious growth.
$90,000 a month processed. Okay. And here's the kicker, right? Despite all that growth, adding loads of new features, their pricing hasn't budged.
Not a bit.
No.
They call scheduling commodity software. Their whole angle is that all features, even the brand new ones, are just free on the free plan.
Commodity software, so like electricity or water, something essential that shouldn't cost a premium.
That seems to be the idea. They're really positioning themselves against tools like Calendly, where you often pay quite a bit for the advanced stuff. Nidacal is basically saying, nope, you get it all.
It's definitely a bold strategy. So what kind of features are we actually talking about here? Are they, you know, just basic things or genuinely useful additions?
No, they're pretty substantial, actually. Mm-hmm. Things they've added since the first launch. Take group booking.
Okay.
Imagine you're running a workshop or a class. Multiple people can book the same time slot, up to whatever limit you set. Great for coaches, trainers, that sort of thing.
Right. Makes sense. Avoids having 50 separate event types.
Exactly. And then there are packages. Instead of someone paying for one session at a time, you can sell, say, a block of 5 sessions.
Oh, okay. Good for recurring things, like fitness training or music lessons.
Precisely. Therapy, coaching, anything where you have repeat clients. Streamlines the whole payment and booking process for bundles.
So those two, group booking and packages, sound really focused on helping people manage or even monetize their time better. What about the others? Meeting outcome, refid.
Yeah, those are more about workflow around the meeting. Meeting outcome is pretty straightforward. It just lets you tag a meeting after it happens, maybe follow-up required, deal closed, no show.
Just a simple way to keep track.
Yep. Really helpful for sales teams, consultants, anyone needing quick status updates on their calls. And Refit is quite clever.
Go on.
Ever had that moment before a call thinking, wait, where did this lead come from again?
Refit lets you attach a little private note to the scheduling link.
Private note. Could be anything short, like a link to a LinkedIn chat, a customer support ticket number, just some quick context for you.
Okay, that does sound useful. But privacy, if you're putting notes on meeting links.
Good question. The sources are clear. Refit notes are strictly private. Only the Nidacal account owner sees them. They are not shared with the person booking.
Ah, okay. So it's just for the host's internal reference.
Exactly. Just a little memory jogger. Mm. Plus, they have other things like password-protected links and these intro pages, which let you group specific booking links together, almost like a mini landing page for your services.
And what are users saying? Does it live up to the hype?
Generally, yes. Mm-hmm. Reviews really praise how easy it is to use, the clean interface. People often mention how it packs in features you'd normally pay for elsewhere, all on that free tier. Seamless integration is another common point.
So putting it all together.
Well, Nidacal looks like a pretty compelling package. You get robust features. It's apparently easy to get started with. And that free-for-all features model is pretty disruptive.
So for you listening, if you're feeling the pain of scheduling, or maybe you need things like group sessions or package deals without breaking the bank, it seems worth checking out. What's the big takeaway for you from looking into Nidacal?
It really makes you think, doesn't it? In this world of endless subscriptions, could this commodity software feature-rich free tier approach be the future for certain essential tools? Or is it just a really aggressive way to grab market share right now? Something to chew on.